listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and as I mentioned last week, this month on Mormon Channel, we've been discussing topics relating to living an abundant life. And we're talking to several different people about their interpretation of that and how it affects their lives. Now, it basically means to live in such a way that your life is balanced and fulfilling. Balanced and fulfilling. I think all of us can use more of that in our lives. Well, one of the ways to do that is to work at doing something that you're really passionate and curious about, and even maybe taking a leap of faith and following a career path that was always a dream. Well, Mitch Stevens and Ben Ellert went to high school together and always had a dream of writing children's books and coming up with an idea, a business idea, to help publish children's books. So thank you so much for joining us today, gentlemen.
You bet.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us when this idea hatched.
Sure. So actually in high school, I thought that maybe later down the road, when I have a lot of experience later in my life, I thought it'd be really awesome to start a publishing company. But I got into the business program at BYU, and I decided that I wanted to go work for a big company or to be a management consultant, and so I was pursuing that route. Then I started to realize that, no, I just still had this itch. I still had this curiosity, I guess, this passion for publishing, and so I started to investigate the publishing industry and gain some insights, and at the same time ran into an old friend, Mitch Stevens, at BYU, and saw that he was taking a class on children's book writing.
And that's how you got involved.
Yeah. I'd always loved to read, and I loved stories my whole life, but it wasn't until that class and kind of post-college, 2 years into my career, that I realized that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, was tell stories and help other people tell stories.
So you guys, sat down on the cougar eat and started talking?
Yeah.
And came up with this plan for a new business venture?
I wish it were that easy. It didn't actually happen until I'd graduated and moved to California, and then Ben and I kind of reconnected, and the idea felt so good to both of us that I moved back to Utah, and that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, I had actually called Mitch about this class that I knew he had taken and asked him if he liked it and he thought I should take it. And he said, you totally need to take this class, because I actually just quit my job in advertising because of that class. So I took it, and it was a great class.
Yeah. Wow, that's some teacher.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So now you guys are based back in Utah.
Yes.
Tell me about your company, Dreamling Books.
Dreamling Books. So we're kind of taking a new approach to publishing. We believe that we all have a story to tell, that everyone has a story inside of them. It's just a matter of kind of getting it out and having the right platform to share it on. So we're taking a very collaborative approach to storytelling, and we're building a website, a platform where anyone can share their story, and then the crowd can kind of pick which stories they want to see published.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of like viewer-reader collaboration as well, not just from the author and you guys, the publishers, but also, you know, the public can kind of play a role in it as well.
Yeah, we kind of want to open the doors of publishing to anyone and everyone that wants to be involved.
How were you able to dig down and take a leap of faith? Because once you kind of, you know, it's a little bit easier, I think, when you're younger and you're, you know, ignorance is bliss and you don't have as many risks involved, but the older you get, the more invested you get in a career or a family or something like that. It's a scary thing to say, okay, I'm going to leave all this behind that I've invested so much in, take a leap of faith and go in a different direction.
That's a good question. I think that timing for us has worked out well. Just coming right out of college, we were able to kind of take that leap of faith now. And we would love to be married. We're not married. We don't have families.
Yeah.
Anyone listening out there?
Handsome, eligible bachelors in studio?
So that's helped, not having families. Of course, that's our number one priority. But honestly, it just felt right. It felt like it was what we should do. But we also believe that if we have desires or we have ambitions, that we can move forward and believe that God will help us fulfill us. That's not to say that our business idea is golden and that it's going to turn out to be a huge success, but we know that for whatever reason, it's what we're supposed to be doing. So that's helped us to make, I guess, that decision to move forward.
Do you feel like Heavenly Father guided you in this direction and guided you back together and sort of played a role in building this business?
I really believe He did. Yeah, I think there were definitely experiences that we've had where we've felt at least the assurance that we can move forward and know that that the right things will come. Again, we don't know if they're big things or small things, but at least the right things will come. And there's definitely been instances where we felt Heavenly Father's hand in our lives.
Yeah, and I think that's not to say that because we're sort of pursuing our dreams, that we feel the warm and fuzzies of the Spirit constantly. You know, I don't think that's the point of it. But yeah, there's definitely been those moments where I've felt like, you know, God's sort of confirmed my decision to do this because he wants me to be happy, I think. And I think this is what makes me happy. So,
what message would you send to somebody who's always had kind of a dream or a burning desire to take a leap of faith, but just doesn't quite have the courage to move down that path yet?
I think, follow your dreams. You know, the first book that I ever tried to write and sort of self-published was called Hey, Follow Your Dreams. And it was just that. I just wanted to encourage people to figure out what they love to do and go after it, because it's a thrilling experience. And again, it's not an easy experience. And I think I wouldn't say that it is for everyone, but it brings a great sense of fulfillment and abundance, kind of like, you know, the theme of this show, that abundance does not necessarily mean financial abundance, but it just means balance and feeling, I guess, fulfilled in what you're doing. So yeah, go for it is what I would say.
Yeah. And even though you're meant to turn down a certain road, doesn't necessarily mean that road is not going to be bumpy,
right,
and have trials ahead, right?
Right?
As they say with a chuckle. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how do you guys measure success when it comes to growth opportunities and moving forward in this business? How have you sort of been able to go, okay, this is successful, this is the path we're supposed to go?
That's an interesting question, because we were just talking yesterday actually about how as we've been moving forward, we're kind of waiting for that big break or that next accomplishment that we can visibly see or feel, whether it's financial or it's a big
tangible
deal that we've landed. Yeah. But I think really it just comes down to reevaluating how we feel. And if we still feel like we're doing the right thing and we feel good about where we're headed, I think really we can measure our success just by if we feel good of, you know, if we're really trying our best and working our hardest. At least that's how it's been for us right now. And we have had a few tangible successes, but really it's just that feeling of we feel like we're doing the right thing and we feel like we are giving it our all. So,
oh yeah, I would just add, so we recently did a children's book, and one of the people who worked on it, one of the artists, said that, you know, it was just a thrilling experience for him to work on it. And I think that was a big success for us, that we had kind of put this project together, and to have people tell it, that worked on it, have them tell us how much they enjoyed working on it, that made it all worth it, you know.
Okay. Well, where can people find out more about your business, Dreamling Books?
Yes, you can go to our website, www.dreamlingbooks.com, or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, just at Dreamling Books.
Awesome. And also maybe there's love waiting for you out there.
Yes.
Well. Yeah. Maybe one of our listeners has a match for you. Okay. Well, you can also read more about what inspires Ben and Mitch, as well as what it means to live an abundant life, on the Mormon Channel blog this month. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.